USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man accused of running a large college admission scam is admitting he's guilty. William Singer is pleading guilty to charges of racketeering, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. Prosecutors claim Singer paid out $25 million in bribes to help rich parents get their children admitted to top colleges. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there will be a vote in the Senate on Thursday on the resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border.
It'll all come to a head on Thursday. The clock runs, and the vote will occur on Thursday.
The FAA says it has no evidence that would warrant the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX airliner after last weekend's crash in Ethiopia. The agency says it's been reviewing all the data on the popular jet, but hasn't found any systematic performance issues that would prove to be a basis for grounding the planes. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Former Vice President Joe Biden gave his strongest hints that he's running for president at a firefighters' conference in Washington, D.C. today. Biden's comments after some in the crowd were saying, "Run, Joe, run."
Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for.
Honda is recalling over a million Honda and Acura models in the U.S. because of defective airbags. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Millions of vehicles around the world have already been recalled because of the defective Takata airbags, including 13 million Honda and Acura models alone. The vehicles in this latest recall, though, were previously repaired for airbag issues, but the problem is the replacement parts have been found to be potentially faulty themselves. That after one exploded and injured the driver of a Honda Odyssey. The complete list of models being recalled is online at HondaNews.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Anxiety is rising for America's youth, but at a faster rate among girls than boys. That's according to psychologist Lisa Damore. She has a new book out titled Under Pressure, Confronting the Epidemic of Stress and Anxiety in Girls. And I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Damore, and one of the things I asked her was about the stigma regarding anxiety.
It's almost like it's not so much stigma. It's more sort of the sense of it being always bad, I think, is probably what has changed. That when I was in my training, more than 2 decades ago, what we understood, and actually what psychologists still understand, is that anxiety is a normal and healthy function. It sort of alerts us when something's not right. You know, if we're driving and there's a car swerving near us, we get anxious, and we should, because it makes us pay attention and adjust. There are times when anxiety grows out of control, and, you know, it's sort of an alarm system that is going off all the time as opposed to when it's supposed to. But what seems to have changed more than anything is that when I hear people talking about anxiety, they talk about it as though it's always a sign that something's not working properly. You know, so-and-so, she suffers from anxiety. Well, everybody has anxiety. What we're interested in is whether the anxiety is useful, giving us a good sense that something's amiss and alerting us to make a change, or whether it is an alarm that's ringing all the time and doesn't make sense.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.